I'm Michelle Kellerman from NPR News. Germany's Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle met with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton today in Washington to discuss a wide range of issues, including the Middle East peace talks. Beforehand, he spoke to me about Germany's hopes for Middle East peace and his country's presence in Afghanistan. But we began on Iran and his thoughts on Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's speech to the UN General Assembly last week.
On the one hand, we see that the speech of President Ahmadinejad was, of course, not acceptable. But on the other side, a few hours later, we heard some interesting signals out of the Iran government. And this means that we should follow these signals and that we look into them and that we also use, if there is a chance for negotiation and a new dialogue, this chance. And it is too early to say if these are serious offers, but I think we should look into this very carefully, because the idea of the sanctions was not to punish a country. The idea was to bring the Iranian government back to the table, back to dialogue, so that they guarantee transparency, that they are not able and that they do not prepare an option for nuclear weapons in Iran.
I've been told that you're trying, though, to get these negotiations to be more serious than they have been in the past. Germany's been involved for many years. Are there new ideas out there to coax them into a deal?
The first thing is that we are united and that the international community have a clear and unified common position. And this is the precondition to have success. Maybe that the Iranian politicians act as they are not interested in what the international community does decide. But we feel, on the other side, that they are impressed and that they know that it has serious consequences for them if they block the dialogue and if they will not come back to the table for serious negotiations. So it's too early to judge these signals, but it is also necessary that we follow these signals and that we look into them and that we try to bring the Iranian government back to the table and back to negotiation.
But no date yet. Jalili hasn't answered the phone calls.
I mean, it is not possible to discuss this in public, but I think it is necessary that after the sanctions work, we try to start a negotiation. But at the moment, it is not enough what we hear out of Tehran.
I want to ask about the U.S. drone attacks in Pakistan. They've been stepping up. They say it's because of threats against Europe. How serious are these threats?
The reason why we are in Afghanistan is to protect our people against terroristic attacks. And so, of course, we fight there against terrorists. And, of course, we want to protect our people and our societies. And this is the reason why the international community is engaged in Afghanistan. But we all know, and especially after the Afghanistan conferences in London and in Kabul, that at the end of the day, we need a political solution. It is necessary to fight this attacks against terrorists, but it is also necessary to understand that we need reconciliation and reintegration, and this is exactly what we decided at the conferences in Kabul and London.
But the attacks in Pakistan are supposedly because of specific threats against Europe. Are you seeking anything more from the U.S. while you're here?
We have a close cooperation with the government of the United States of America. We exchange our informations, and this is the way how it should be between friends and partners.
And are they very serious, these threats, specific? Are you worried specifically about Germany?
We do not have to change at the moment our security policy in Germany because there are some informations, but this does not mean for us in Germany that we see any concrete preparations for attacks.
Going back to your country's involvement in Afghanistan, I know there's a lot of talk in Germany now about getting rid of conscription, downsizing the size of the armed forces. Do you worry that any of that will affect your involvement in Afghanistan?
No. I mean, this is the same discussion we had in the last years in every other NATO member country. And we all see that it is necessary to have an army of professionals. And this is the reason why we discuss this in Germany now. We want to have an army with professional soldiers who are trained under new conditions and how they can fulfill their very dangerous job and work. And therefore, we discuss this in Germany, and I think it is only the consequence of the change in nearly every other NATO country in our alliance.
But it always seems that the U.S. is, you know, encouraging European countries to spend more on defense and not talk about downsizing at this time. But do you support the reforms that your defense minister is talking about, or are you worried that it'll be harder for Germany to meet whatever needs NATO has in the future?
I support the suggestions of our defense minister, and I do not see that this has anything to do with our international engagement. We change the structure in our army. We want to have more professionals. We want to change the structure in our German army, but this does not mean that we are less engaged in our international alliances. We fulfill our duties, and we will consequently fulfill our responsibility.
And are you worried about where things are headed in Afghanistan? I mean, it doesn't seem to be going very well. What do you tell the secretary about?
I think we have a lot of shadow, this is true, but we also have some lights. For example, if we look to some regions in Afghanistan, we should not underestimate the progress. We support the process of transition, and we think it is necessary from our point of view to hand over the responsibility for the security in Afghanistan to the Afghan government in 2014. This is our common goal, and this is what President Karzai explained in his speech on the Kabul conference, and this is a clear program, and therefore we have to prepare step by step the transition of responsibility starting next year.
And how will Germany change its presence there? I mean, that you have troops there now, but are you downsizing that?
I mean, there is one rule, together in, together out. And we are there because the United Nations asked us. We are there with a lot of partners, and we will fulfill our responsibility.
If I could ask one question, I know I don't have much time, but if I could ask one question about immigration debate, because I understand there's a big debate. There was a book out that raised a lot of controversy in Germany, whether you think it's time to have a serious debate about the immigration policy in the country.
Well, this is a very delicate and complicated discussion we have in Germany. On the one hand, it is necessary to be an open society. On the other hand, it is also necessary that immigrants who come to Germany follow our rules and accept our common values. and that they integrate themselves into the society. And this means, for example, for us, that especially the young generation should learn the German language. Otherwise, they will not have fair chances in their later life. And this is a discussion. What did we miss in the past tense? What do we have to better in future? And I think it is a very, very important issue for politics, but not only for the politicians in Germany, but also for the whole society to decide and to discuss how can we integrate the migrant people in Germany. This is very important for us. And we think the key for integration is to learn the language. If you want to live in Germany, I mean, we expect the same what American people would expect if someone moves to the United States and wants to live here.
When you talk to the secretary today, she's obviously very focused on the Middle East. Is there a role for the Europeans to play? Do the Europeans want to play a bigger role in helping the Israelis and Palestinians finally reach this deal?
We appreciate the clear and strong leadership of the United States of America. And I really appreciate the engagement of Secretary Clinton. But I also want to underline how much we appreciated the speech of President Obama he gave to the General Assembly last week in the United Nations. This was a clear commitment. We know that this is these are crucial hours we are living in now. We know that the peace process is in a very fragile situation, and therefore we support the suggestions of the American government for the peace process. We think that, of course, it is clear that we condemn every kind of violence against Israeli citizens. On the other hand, we think the freeze of the settlement policy would be something which could bring progress into the peace process, and therefore we support this.
Thank you very much for your
time. Thank you very much.